Hey guys, the following podcast is a Lady Gang Network and Podcast One production, which means it's going to be awesome.
Do amazing with Total Wireless. Get an unlimited talk, text, and data plan for $25 per month. 1 gig at high speed, then 2G. Total Wireless, do amazing. A month equals 30 days. Terms and conditions at totalwireless.com.
Thanks for listening and being a part of Mama Said, and thanks in advance for supporting these sponsors in this episode. They help us have this much fun with you every week for free. So enjoy the show.
Well, a boy's best friend is his mother.
No one said being a parent would be easy, but now you don't have to go through it alone. Actress and mother of two, Jamie Lynn Sigler, has teamed up with musician and stay-at-home mother of two, Jenna Paris, to create a safe place where you can confess your worst mommy sins and still feel like you're killing the mommy game. This is Mama Said with Jamie and Jenna.
Hi, everybody. I'm Jamie.
Hi, guys. I'm Jenna.
And we're back. We're live. It's Mama Said. Oh, you guys, I have to apologize, I guess, as moms, we're always apologizing, aren't
always.
We? That we haven't been recording new live podcasts for you these past couple of weeks. I don't know if many of you know or follow us on Instagram, but I made a big move to Texas with my family. Jenna's been doing a huge reno of an amazing mobile home that you need to follow because she's an interior designer in the making, or maybe she is not even in the making anymore.
Who needs help? Hire me.
Yes. But you know, we've had a lot on our plates, and fortunately because of you guys and because of the 2 years plus of this show, we've been able to kind of put out some of the best of and, you know, keep the content going. But with that said, Jen and I wanted to do kind of one last, I'm careful with the word last right now, of just one last Mama Said for you guys to catch you up on what's going on with our lives before we take just a little pause. Because like all mamas, we all need to kind of take a minute to unplug, recharge, and we're going to come back stronger. We want to kind of figure out the future of Mama Said. It's not going anywhere. But, you know, we just need to take a minute to gather ourselves and our families and our lives and then come back. So we just want to start with that by just, you know, letting you know where we're at and that we love you and appreciate you for, you know, being part of this community and growing with us these past 2 years. And with that said, let's get back to the tradition and start this off with our win fails.
Mommy win. Mommy fail.
Let's get back to the tradition and start complaining. Just kidding.
Yes.
Woo. Okay. Do you want to go first? I feel
sure.
Like I feel like I need to hear from you. I haven't seen your face in a while.
I know.
Exciting Zoom. So I wanna hear about your wins and fails and just your life right now.
Yeah. So you guys, I've moved to Austin, Texas with my family. And it's been a lot, you know. Any move is hard. Any move with little kids is hard. And as I'm sure any of you know or that have done this, you know, my main focus, I'd say, over the last 3.5 weeks was getting my kids settled, getting my kids set up. So transferring their schools, you know, transferring pediatricians and all activities and their room. I mean, I barely still have unpacked. Like, their rooms look like they've lived here for years.
Right.
Like, it's just everything has been just making sure that they are safe and they are comfortable, you know, because we've had a lot of moments of, you know, even Jack, like last week was like, okay, I'm ready to go back to my house now.
Oh,
like, it's confusing.
He thinks
so
he's
little.
Like on vacation.
Yeah. He still calls his new school here Wagon Wheel, which was his old school. Like,
right.
it's just a lot for him. Thankfully, Beau has taken to it amazing. Like, his first day of school, riding the school bus, picked him up. He said he had a blast making friends. Like, that was a huge weight off my shoulders.
Yeah. I feel like he loves meeting new friends.
Yes.
He's an extrovert. He thrives off of new environments.
And it's been really amazing to see, to be honest, because he is such a social little guy.
Mm-hmm.
And I watched it really chip away at him this last year during COVID of him not having access to other children and really only wanting to play Roblox and the fight with that and the video games. and he has not mentioned Roblox one time. So this is my win, mamas. My boy is back to himself. He's playing sports. He is coloring. He is engaging. Like, he comes home from, he goes to school from 7:30 to 3 o'clock. Like,
incredible.
What? And he comes home and he's playing with his brother and he's playing with me and he's helpful and he's happy. And I just, it's so sad because we see what this last year has done, but also such hope because these kids are resilient and they bounce right back into life. And so, you know, they're still masked at school and things are still respectful of the times, but life is happening a little bit more here, I think, than back in LA. And I'm really grateful to see my boy back and him being happy. And also just patting my fucking self on the back because a move is fucking hard. And I really spearheaded this, you know, because Cutter is still working full time during this. So I've really taken the reins and it's been amazing. But my fail has been that I have not paid attention to myself one moment, I would say, for the last 6 weeks.
Wow.
And 2 days ago, it hit me so hard, like to the point where Cutter looked at me and was like, you need to go in the room and shut the door. And you guys, I slept for 15 hours.
No way.
I did not leave my bed. I could not leave my bed except to go pee. And I took a shower once. I slept for 15 hours and I feel like a new person, but it was a reminder to myself, you know, because I would drop the kids at school and I would do my Target runs and go to Home Goods and do laundry and a grocery shop and unpack some boxes and pick up Jack and put him to nap and unpack more boxes and then pick up Bo. And it was that pace for so long. And I don't know why I was racing or what, you know, I was trying so hard, what I was trying to prove, but it really took its toll on me.
Yes.
You know, MS or not. Like, this was hard for anybody.
I also think, like, when you move, you have this certain adrenaline that you just have no matter what. So like, you're going. You don't feel tired for the first week. You don't feel tired for the second week. And then all of a sudden it hits you. And like, it's like kind of like the same adrenaline when you just have a baby.
Yeah.
You know, like, it's just like a new sense of something. Like, it's like a huge moment in your life. And like, the adrenaline kicks in. But when it leaves you, it leaves hard.
Absolutely. And it did. And it kicked my ass.
Yeah.
And so I found a health food place. I'm going to start eating better. I'm like starting to figure out how I'm going to set up my life here as well, because it was almost depressing a little bit, to be honest too, because even though I have some friends here and that's lovely, you know, you start to feel like, okay, everybody else kind of set up here, but like, what does this new place mean to me? You know, it's scary and it's new, but it's also exciting. And so, you know, it's just, you know, it's like you said, I think there's many ways that us mamas kind of throw ourselves in things and forget about ourselves. And I'm grateful that I had a husband that had the wherewithal, even though I think like it would have been really hard for anyone not to recognize that I needed a fucking break, but I did, and I took it, and I'm proud of myself because it was hard. I heard the kids swimming or I heard them outside crying and I just stayed in here and I just gave myself that time and I binge watched Firefly Lane and I just really gave myself that time. And so my wish to all of you mamas is that you can find maybe not 15 hours straight, but find 2 hours, 3 hours. Yeah. Even today, Jenna, we're on this Zoom and she sees me still in my pajamas.
Yeah.
Because my husband dropped the kids at school and I was like, you know what? I still have 30 boxes in my garage, but I'm not going to touch them today.
Good.
I'm just going to take my time. Good. And so it's all encompassing of wins and fails, I guess, within that. But that's also just a life update for me.
Do you own or rent your home? Sure you do. And I bet it can be hard work. You know what's easy? Bundling policies with Geico. Geico makes it easy to bundle your homeowner's or renter's insurance along with your auto policy. It's a good thing, too, because you already have so much to do around your home. Go to geico.com, get a quote, and see how much you could save. It's Geico easy. Visit geico.com today. That's geico.com.
Do amazing with Total Wireless, because when you move to Total Wireless, you can get an unlimited plan with incredible devices. Now with nationwide 5G available in 2,700 plus cities, capable device and SIM required. Get their best deal ever with an unlimited talk, text and data plan for $25 per month per line for 4 lines with 100 gigs of shared high speed data, then 2G. which can save you up to $1,200 when compared to comparable four-line postpaid plans from the leading carriers. All of this on America's largest and most dependable network. Actual availability, coverage, and speed may vary. Plus, when you move to Total Wireless, you can get great deals on the latest phones and other devices, including hotspots, to keep you connected to what matters the most, all with no contract. Discover them at TotalWireless.com today. Total Wireless, do amazing. A month equals 30 days. The 30-day cycle for shared data family plans begins on the day the first line or device is activated. Any lines or devices activated later in the first 30-day cycle will receive only the number of days remaining in that cycle. Savings claim excludes taxes, fees, auto-pay discounts, and limited-time pricing. Source competitor website 10-2020.
You're listening to Mama Said with Jamie and Jenna.
Woo! Wowza. I feel like you just like unwrapped a box or something.
I did. Like, well, it's also you and I haven't really even been able to talk on the phone. So I think this is also a genuinely like a you and me catch up.
I know. By the way, my friend Bo is in Firefly Lane.
She's awesome. She's amazing.
She's so good. Isn't she so gorgeous?
Oh, stunning.
I love Bo. That's so weird. I just remember my dream from last night. It wasn't about Bo, but it was about all of our friends from high school, like that crew. That's really weird. Okay. So I feel like when you talk about the moving thing, I went through that, you know, 6 months ago or whatever it was. And I remember the kids' rooms being set up. And I remember your place in Austin is like 17 times the size of this trailer that I'm currently living in. I mean, like I said, you guys, like Neil and I are living in the living room and the one bedroom in this trailer that's literally breaking down when it rains in this trailer. It's a temporary trailer. Oh. My kids are in the one bedroom sleeping. And so, you know, I feel like things are fine and it's fun and it feels like summer camp. We're building our new place and it's going fast now and it's just down the road. But I still feel really unsettled. It's not fun like living in a living room when you have Thai food and like you're basically going to sleep and it smells like Thai food. It's funky, but you know what? Like what it has done for the kids is priceless. Yeah. And I see Milo and Daisy going to the beach every day and they are going to school every single day. Bless their preschool teachers. Like shout out to all teachers everywhere who are working their butts off, risking their own health and lives and their own families to teach our children. So I just want to say a shout out to the teachers everywhere that are teaching and going to go back. But you know, they're fine and they're having the best time. Me, I've had a rough time settling in. I live next to my parents and it hasn't been easy. It put all of us in therapy, no joke. And therapy is the best. My parents and I, it's basically more so my mom. It has done wonders for our relationship. It is not easy to live next door to them. It's like I always tell myself I would never live near my mom and then I move literally right next door. But therapy is a godsend. It's been incredible. And I still do it every 2 weeks. And I post about it a lot because I literally feel like, I don't know if this is like a win or fail, but I'm just like giving you an update. Every other week I have my therapy with my girl, Roberta. And I feel like I'm floating on a cloud. I am so much happier that second that I hang up the phone. It feels good. So I've been doing, that is like a me thing. I've been doing that every other week consistently for a year now. And it's felt really good.
Think about it. I mean, if you're doing it a year, basically you've been doing it since COVID and been necessary.
She's been my therapist since I was like 14 or 15, actually. Sometimes I take breaks of like, I won't do it for a year, but I've been doing it consistently for a while. So, I, I'll never forget the first time I re-upped it with her. It was the beginning of COVID and I was really freaked out. And I remember telling you that I had my period and then I got my period like 2 weeks later, really heavy. And I was tripping out. And my therapist, I was like, I need to have a therapy session. Like, I don't want to go down this rabbit hole of health anxiety right now. It's already COVID. And the first thing she said to me, and it was so comforting to talk to her again, because it had been like 6 months. And she was like, you're the third woman that has told me that their periods are off because of the stress of the beginning of COVID. And, you know, just like it just made me feel better. So I just like, I love therapy so much.
Well, therapy, it allows you to feel seen, validates your feelings. And especially in times like this, where as mothers in general, we just always question our feelings. Are we overreacting? Yeah. Are we emotional? And people can call us all of these different things. It's not necessarily, I never feel like things aren't necessarily solved, but my feelings were validated. And that makes all of the difference. And that does give me like a high, like I'm floating on a cloud.
Yeah.
Like you said.
And yeah. And if you have a good therapist, which a lot of them are great, they don't just listen to you and say, you're right. Like they give you avenues to go down. And is she just like, she makes me think and she gives me tools to make the best decisions. So it's been really good. You know, another win is that I've been doing my house and this has been an incredible journey building another trailer. If you guys don't know what I mean by trailer, I mean, we literally live in a trailer park. And when I say that, growing up, I always thought a trailer park was just a couple of mobile homes and that's where I lived. And I never really visited one. And here we are in Malibu in a trailer park. It is fantastic. It is wonderful.
It's so beautiful.
People who live in mobile homes, people who live in these trailer parks are so happy, are so wonderful. It is a beautiful, simple life that people live. Some people in this particular community have lived here their whole lives, born and raised. They raised 3-4 kids in their little trailer home. Some are second homes for people. It's a whole new life that I'm so happy that I've been able to experience. And like I said, you know, a huge win is I've become an interior designer. And it's so much fun. I'm so obsessed. I feel like I live and breathe Pinterest and I truly, truly enjoy it. Like
it's a
passion. It always has been, but I've never been able to do it. This is my project. It is my thing. I'm seeing my everything come to life and I can't express how good it feels to have this plan. Well, by the way, this is what happened with Mama Said. I mean, we talked, we executed, and we created something. Mm-hmm. And that's the best feeling in the world.
Yeah.
And that's how I feel about this house. And I think it's just been such an amazing project for me. Granted, I've been on my phone on Pinterest way too much. My eyes are going blind, but little too much screen time, not on Instagram per se, but on Pinterest. But it's been incredible and it's made me feel really happy. And
that's so great.
It's made me feel really, really good. Another thing that's made me feel good is I got vaccinated. And me personally, I am stoked that I did. And it's making me feel like I can go out into the world. And we've been pretty safe this entire time. No one in our house. We haven't been in anyone's house. So this is kind of like a re-entry into normal life for me. Mm-hmm. And I'm so excited. I'm just happy about that.
Hey mamas, it's Jenna here, and I am here to tell you about Total Wireless. We all know that phones are so important to us and being connected and the best devices. So let me tell you about Total Wireless. We all know that doing good is good, but doing amazing, well, that is next level, you guys. Total Wireless helps you stay connected and turn your experiences from good to amazing with the connectivity Total Wireless offers through incredible devices and services, amazing network strength and speed and savings. And we all know all of that is so important, especially when you're a mommy and you need to get in touch with people fast. So do amazing with Total Wireless, because when you move to Total Wireless like I did, you can get an unlimited plan with incredible devices. Now with nationwide 5G available in 2,700 plus cities. Yep, you heard that right. 2,700 plus cities, capable device and SIM required. So get their best deal ever with an unlimited talk, which is the most important to me. So with an unlimited talk, text, and data plan for just $25 per month per line for 4 lines. That is just $25 per month, mamas, per line for 4 lines. With 100 gigs of shared high-speed data, then 2G. With no contract. Yep, you heard that right. Zero contract. So that can save you up to $1,200 when compared to comparable 4-line postpaid plans from the leading carriers. All of this on America's largest and most dependable network. Actual availability, coverage, and speed may vary. So visit totalwireless.com/coverage/check for more detailed coverage info. And plus, when you move to Total Wireless, you can get great, amazing deals on the latest phones and other devices, including hotspots, which is so important to keep you connected to what matters the most, especially if you're working on the go and you're not in your office. So discover TotalWireless.com today. Total Wireless, do amazing. A month equals 30 days. The 30-day cycle for shared data family plans begins on the day the first line or device is activated. Any lines or devices activated later in the first 30-day cycle will receive only the number of days remaining in that cycle. Savings claim excludes taxes, fees, auto-pay discounts, and limited-time pricing. Source competitor website 10-2020.
You're listening to Mama Said with Jamie and Jenna.
Another thing, a major, major, major win is that I booked my first trip to go see Jamie.
Woo-hoo! In Austin.
I am going to fucking fly on a fucking airplane by my fucking self.
Yep.
To fucking go see my BFF for her birthday.
Yes. Well, it's not just any birthday.
Well, it's, I didn't want to mention it.
My old ass is turning 40. So yes, luckily for me, I've got a few girlfriends that are willing to fly down and celebrate here with me in Austin. Because there's a few of us that live here, we've got a bunch of houses. So we're going to stay all with each other, and my parents are flying out. So they're going to watch my kids because they're vaccinated. So they feel safe. It's just going to be, I'm so grateful that you are bursting your cherry and coming down to be with me for this special day.
Booking that flight and putting like the JetBlue app on my phone and then booking the flight. You know, I often go on it and see my upcoming flight because I'm so excited.
Oh,
and it made me feel like things are going back to normal, but it also just, I'm so excited to be with girlfriends and be like close with girlfriends and like sleep in the same house as girlfriends.
Yes.
You know, it's going to be incredible. And if you were like, I'm going to LA or I'm going to a hotel near the Austin airport, I'd be like, that's great. Let's go.
We promise to share all the shenanigans on Mama Said podcast.
Instagram, oh my God, for sure. Oh, you will live with us. But fails, I will just say one thing. Neil and I have gotten into it quite a few times. And it is simply because both of us are so tired.
Oh,
but
God,
when I look at it, like, we're tired in a good way. We're building a house. There's nothing to complain about. He has an amazing job. He has an amazing career. And we're getting at it with each other. But when I look back, it's like, this is all fixable. I don't want to complain too much because we have like our lives are just really, really just, we're really lucky right now.
Well, I also think you can take a minute and look back and be proud of yourselves. I mean, you know, you downsized your whole lives and you moved into a trailer. You've been living in a living room for almost a year and you know, you're building a new house. It's all these things. You've got two toddlers.
I guess I never look at it like that. I'm always like, oh, we fight and da, da, da. But I never realized like, it's because like, we're doing so much with our lives and we should be proud of ourselves.
Well, you know me, I'm always a big reframer. Like one of the promises that I've made to myself as well lately is that at the end of the day, instead of going through the things that I didn't get done or what I should have done, I'm going through a mental list of what I did today,
what, did do.
What I accomplished today. Because when I had this 15-hour break, I was like, oh my God, I have done so much. And I need to, I don't need somebody else to tell me. I need to tell myself, like, Jamie, good job. Like you deserve this. You need this. Mm-hmm. And so sometimes all it is reframing. Nothing dramatic needs to happen. It's just you take a step back and look at it.
Do you know what I just realized that Neil and I have been doing that's been really helpful? Instead of us always asking each other, can I do this? Can I do that? We're doing it and we don't give each other the choice. Like, we're respectful about it, but I'm like, I'm going to dinner.
Yes.
Because instead of being like, do you mind if I go to dinner? I'm saying, I'm going to dinner. He's doing the same thing. And it leaves no room for saying no.
Yeah, that's awesome. We're respectful
about our time. And I just realized that it's been really working. Like, I'm so nervous about leaving him with the kids. And he's probably nervous about leaving me with the kids without him. And
that's great.
Yeah. Today he said, I'm going on Friday at 3 p.m. to go hang with my boys. It's going to be an early hang. And I wanted to be like, oh, that's so annoying. Right. But I'm like, why is it annoying? He wants to go hang with his friends. And I've been able to stop myself from creating an argument with him and just letting him do it because I'm going to want to do it the next week. So,
and you know, when you are the one that gets to go, how appreciative you feel of the other person. Yes. And it can only breed positivity and connection.
Yes. I think I've grown up a lot during COVID in that sense, because we've been with each other for so long.
Yeah.
That I think I'm more respectful. I've watched him work so hard and he's watching me work so hard. We're just more respectful of each other's time.
That's so awesome.
So that's a hot tip, I guess. Like, instead of asking your spouse, just say, I'm going to go and, you know, I'll be back at so-and-so, and be respectful and don't do it every day, you know, but
great advice.
Yeah.
I like it.
It leaves out the argument.
Well, that's what's been going on in our lives. Lots, but you know, all good things. And we know a lot has been going on in your life too. And we have a wonderful friend named Tal, who has an incredible place in LA. She had two locations called Den Meditation, which was a place where you can go take meditation classes and all types of courses. And during COVID, they switched to online. And as a gift to you mamas, she is providing a wonderful 20% off to have this membership. And you guys, I've talked about meditation before, and the gifts and the incredible sense of wellness that it's given me. And Jenna, Neil meditates regularly. Yeah. So you see the difference that it's made
every day
for him. And I think, you know, this pandemic in general has made us really realize the importance of our health, especially our mental health.
Yeah.
And in today's chaotic world, we just want you to give yourself the gift of a routine and easy access to, you know, calm, serenity, and personal growth. And that's what Den Anywhere can provide. You can build your community virtually with thousands of meditators from around the world. They have online classes that give you the opportunity to engage with teachers, ask questions, or customize your own experience by taking classes whenever you want, whenever's convenient for you, with the on-demand library.
That is amazing.
Isn't it? Yeah. So it's personal growth anytime, anywhere. So mamas, use access code MAMASAID20 in all caps at checkout for 20% off a Den Anywhere unlimited monthly membership. Again, in all caps, MAMASAID20. And the membership gives you unlimited access to their live classes, unlimited access to the extensive on-demand library, so you can take a class anytime, which I think is the most important thing for all of us.
Especially for us moments,
exactly. And access to their on-the-go audio meditations. And each month, you will receive 20% off a single workshop. And they have incredible workshops, really fun workshops. And that's after 2 months of the membership. So again, it's use access code MAMASAID20 in all caps. Can't recommend it enough. I mean, it's meditation has changed the game for me. It's truly,
and for so many people.
Yes. Absolutely. And so, we wanted to give you just a little gift before we part you for just a brief pause again.
Yeah, we're not going anywhere. We're coming back stronger.
That's right. And so we are going to close this one up with a mama said, and this is what she says. A real mom is emotional, yet the rock. She's tired, but keeps going. She's worried, but full of hope. She's impatient, yet patient. She's overwhelmed, but never quits. She's amazing, even though doubted, wonderful, even in the chaos, and a life changer every single day. We love you, Mama, so much. We have got your back. Please continue to follow us on the Mama Said Podcast Instagram. We will update you on all our plans and how things will continue and how we're going to party for my 40th. This community that we have built together, we will never abandon. And we know that you guys know better than anyone that sometimes, like we said, moms need a little break to recharge and come back stronger. So we hope that you are all finding the time to take care of yourselves. And please continue to stay in touch with us. DM us topics that you wish for us to cover in the future in our new forum, however that will be. And we can't wait to just continue to grow and learn and laugh and lean on you guys through this life. We just love you so much. You know, Mama Said has meant the world to Jenna and I, and it's brought us closer as friends and as moms. I have learned so much and feel like I have grown so much as a mom through this process and all the wonderful people that we've gotten to meet and all the incredible topics that we've gotten to cover. And again, this is not the end. We're just going to try and figure out where we take it. We feel like maybe we want to do more video, more interaction. I don't know. But
and text us and DM us what you think. You know, what do you think about video instead of podcasts? What do you think about video instead of audio? We want to hear your thoughts. Like, we know moms, you know, are busy right now and life is getting back to normal, but also like we're respectful of all of your time. So just want to know what you guys think.
Yes, we are here for you and we want to do this right. So again, we just want to say we love you. We appreciate you. Mama Said Podcast on Instagram is where we will be. We'll continue to be very active. And just thank you so much for allowing us to do this with you. We're so grateful.
Yeah. Thank you guys so much. We love you so much.
And we'll see you soon.
Bye.
Bye.
Thanks so much for listening to Mama Said. The Lady Gang Network is produced by Alex Ingber, Will Sterling, and Steve Delamater. Thanks for rating and reviewing wherever you get your podcasts and tune in for new episodes every single week.
We want to thank all of our sponsors for this episode of Mama Said. They are Geico. Whether you rent your own, Geico makes it easy to bundle home and car insurance. Go to geico.com today. Total Wireless. Total Wireless, do amazing. Discover us at totalwireless.com today. Pluto TV. Download the free Pluto TV app for Android or iPhone and start now. And remember, all the info and links to these sponsors will be available in the show notes for this episode. Goodbye, mamas.
Do you own or rent your home? Sure you do. And I bet it can be hard work. You know what's easy? Bundling policies with Geico. Geico makes it easy to bundle your homeowner's or renter's insurance along with your auto policy. It's a good thing too, because you already have so much to do around your home. Go to geico.com to get a quote and see how much you could save. It's Geico easy. Visit geico.com today. That's GEICO.com.
All this month on Pluto TV, women take the lead in celebration of Women's History Month. Drop in for the best of female talent in film, TV, documentaries, comedy, and more, with big movies like Charlie's Angels, Last Holiday, and Pretty in Pink. Plus, shows like Inside Amy Schumer, Moesha, and Sister Sister. There's something for everyone.
The living room is where you make life's most beautiful memories. But your sofa shouldn't be the one remembering them. The new life-resistant, high-performance furniture collection from Ashley is designed to withstand all the spills, slip-ups, and muddy paws that come with the best parts of life. Ashley high-performance sofas and recliners are soft, on-trend, and easy to clean. Shop the high-performance furniture in-store or online at ashley.com. Ashley, for the love of home.
As humans, we're naturally driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. When I was looking to hire someone, it was so slow and overwhelming. I wish I had used Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform, with over 350 million global monthly visitors according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/podcast. That's Indeed.com/podcast. Terms and conditions apply.